Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here walking along Virginia Avenue towards the small house halfway up on the next block, we discover Vic and young Russell. The gentlemen are returning from a matinee performance at the Bajo Theater, and at this moment the picture is under discussion.
A mighty, mighty punk show, eh, Gov?
Most punk. Most punk.
I suppose you regret you even went.
No, I can't say that. After conceding to the pressure of the hot weather and giving myself a few hours' coolness in a ventilated theater, I feel I'm still ahead. I feel deliciously guilty. I played hooky from the office. It was too warm to work, and I let my stenographer...
You see Oyster Cracker way up the street.
He's a beautiful sight. Don't scream and attract his attention.
Okay.
No, I was mildly entertained this afternoon. Since I was enjoying a holiday, it was only smart to squeeze every possible drop of pleasure from each passing moment.
Seemed to me you dropped off to sleep a couple of times in the show.
I did.
Wonder the whole audience didn't go to sleep. Shucks, why don't they ever have movies like they used to? Shooting and horseback riding and guys falling off the cliff and stuff. The last 10 picture shows I've seen have been all alike. Here's Hector Harwood in the library. He's crying. What seems to be the trouble, sir, says the butler. Cynthia has given me back my ring, says Hector. Cynthia. Ain't that a name for you, though? Shucks, I wouldn't name a rattlesnake Cynthia.
I see your mother out in the backyard.
Yeah.
She's probably dishing out a little tender care for her panther's blood.
I expect. No, Gov, from my viewpoint, the movies have gone to pot. Remember the bang-up pictures they used to have? Gilmore Griswold, the four-gun cattle thief and Wild Western Dynamite? Bill Bleatman, the carefree cowboy cavalier, and I hate you.
I'm afraid we're due for a little exercise with the lawnmower.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, kiddo.
Come on back here, will you?
Sure.
It might not be so bad. Maybe we'll just have to water the panther's blood with a sprinkling can or something easy like that.
It might pay us to keep our fingers crossed. The 2 hours I spent in the theater sleeping have sapped my vitality to where the idea of pushing the lawnmower around makes me vaguely ill.
What's Mom doing? She don't seem to be fooling with her panther's blood.
She acts like she's looking for something.
What'd you lose, Mom?
Come here and I'll tell you.
I bet she lost a $10,000 bill.
Well, you know, Mom, she wouldn't look any harder for a $10,000 bill than she would for a dime.
You figure your mother's close-fisted, huh?
Well, ain't she?
All women are, I guess.
Known fact. Smelly Clack used to carry suitcases for people down at the Union Depot, and he says the ladies never tip more than a nickel. What'd you lose?
I never lost anything, but something's been lost.
Who lost it?
Mr. Gumpox.
Oh, what'd he lose?
His false teeth.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah.
Of course, it's nothing to laugh at. It's his upper plate he lost, and he paid I don't know how much for it in Decatur. They had to make it special for him.
Well, all his artificial teeth got to be made special. It's like buying a pair of shoes.
Do you have your shoes made special?
No, but I have to buy my shoes that fit my feet. Same way with false teeth. You got to get them to fit your mouth.
Well, then you could send away for some that fit whatever size mouth you got. But Mr. Gunpox had his made extra special by an outfit in Decatur. I think he said they cost over $100.
Well, you still don't get the point I'm attempting to put across. Take a pair of shoes, for instance. All right? Say you wear size 9.5. All right?
Come on, let's try and find those teeth.
Gumpox think he lost them in our yard?
He don't know where he lost them. He thinks in some yard along the alley here between Kelsey Street and Wallace Avenue. What happened was he rapped on the door about an hour ago and told me how he lost his teeth sometime this morning and would I mind looking around a little. He asked that of all the neighbor ladies.
I see Miss Harris out by a woodshed looking around.
Uh-huh, and there's Miss Corkle, too.
Well, look, were the teeth in his mouth? Did they just drop out somewhere?
Well, of course not, foolish. Person would certainly know it if the teeth fell out.
Brewster Davis had an uncle that's teeth dropped out under mysterious circumstances without his knowledge. It was on a Saturday night, and he was out late with some various friends.
Oh, look, it's Miss Drummond out hunting.
Miss Snyder also... See her poking around with a stick?
Whole neighborhood out looking for false teeth. Well, a person shouldn't laugh. It's a real serious thing to lose teeth worth $100.
Probably worth $1 million to Mr. Gumpox.
Why?
Why, because I don't know.
Well, what'd you say that for, then?
I guess I was thinking about kids. You've heard people with kids say, I wouldn't take $1 million for Billy, but I wouldn't give a nickel for another one like him.
I don't get the connection. You mean Mr. Gumpox wouldn't take $1 million for his teeth and he wouldn't give a nickel for another pair?
Another pair of teeth?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well, teeth come in sets, Mom, not in pairs. Same thing as when you go to...
such pointless chit-chat. Come on, let's hunt around.
Kiddo, I still don't understand how Gumpox lost his teeth. You say they didn't fall out of his mouth?
Of course they never fell out of his mouth. He'd certainly know if his teeth fell out of his mouth.
Well, what in thunder did they fall out of? His hair?
His pocket. He had them in his pocket.
Oh, that's a fine place for teeth, I must say.
What were they doing in his pocket?
He slips them out of his mouth quite often, he says, in order to rest his jaws. Probably slipped them out, stuck them in his pocket, and they jumped loose and got lost.
Maybe they worked their way through his pocket. Maybe they bit their way through. If they're $100 teeth, they're probably extra sharp.
Look, Miss Parker's got the whole family looking. Curtis and everybody.
I see Miss Drummond's got Artie sharing in the search.
I don't see any false teeth anywhere.
Person has to hunt if they want to find something.
Well, you'd think false teeth would be easy to find. Gleaming fangs sparkling in the grass.
Kiddo, Gumpox don't come this far up in the yard when he collects our garbage, does he?
No, why?
Well, I was just thinking they'd be near the garbage box if there'd be anywhere.
Well, let's go there and hunt then.
Okay.
Maybe Mr. Gumpox was robbed.
What's comical about that? Maybe he was.
It'd take a pretty slick burglar to steal a fellow's teeth out of his mouth.
I've already told you 11 times they were in his pocket.
Makes me think of a humorous story as told by Smelly Clark. A certain henpecked husband went down to the river swimming, in spite of his wife's orders. When he was putting his clothes back on, he discovered some dog had run away with his underwear. Well, at the dinner table that day, his wife noticed through his shirt he wasn't wearing any underwear, so she says, "Where's your underwear?" He says, "Holy smoke, I've been robbed."
Well, he was robbed, wasn't he?
No, a dog took his underwear. Mm-hmm.
I saw that being robbed.
Oh, you missed the climax of the joke, Mom. What he was doing was trying to give his wife the impression somebody stole his underwear while he had it on. Look at it from this lens. You're a guy that...
Listen.
That ain't false teeth he's got, is it?
No, it's an old busted clothespin.
This them, say?
Throw that clothespin away and be some help. Look how everybody else in creation is trying to find Mr. Gumpox's teeth.
I see Miss Harris's rumor Mr. Overhole is on the job.
Yes, and down on his hands and knees, too.
Well, don't see what he wants to do that for. Human teeth are sparkling fangs that gleam in the grass.
These ain't human teeth. These are false teeth.
Well, they're still fangs, though. They ought to gleam in the grass. I don't want to split hairs with you, Mom,
yes,
but...
Where?
In my head.
Oh, my, aren't you just having a picnic for yourself, though? Come on, look. Maybe we'll be the one that finds them.
I'd be a mighty happy man if I did.
Throw that old cigar butt away and get busy.
I have a little theory about what might have happened.
Well, keep it to yourself.
No, this is red hot. Listen, have you ever heard about elderly people looking around all day for their spectacles and all the time they got them on their forehead?
No.
I have, George.
Well, could the same thing have happened to Mr. Gumpox?
He's got his teeth on his forehead?
No, in his mouth.
You mean he's got them in his mouth and still thinks he lost them?
Yeah, guess that ain't such a red hot theory at that. He could feel his teeth with his tongue.
Yeah. However, if they were on his forehead, he couldn't feel them with his tongue.
No, sir.
I'll give anybody in this crowd a silver dollar that can touch their forehead with their tongue. No, I'll boost that to 4 silver.
Huh? Miss Razor Scum's looking out her kitchen window.
Yeah, I noticed her there a minute ago.
Mean, huh? She knows what we're hunting for. She knows Mr. Gumpox lost his teeth. But will she go out in her backyard and hunt? Not a bit of it. It's really not quite like Miss Razor Scum. She don't generally shirk any job or any obligation.
Where's Mr. Razorscum?
Peoria.
By George, he's always in Peoria.
I wonder if it's cool in Peoria. I wonder if the fresh, delightful breezes waft in off the Illinois River and the citizens of Peoria sigh with delight.
Hey, there's some excitement up the alley.
Where?
Mr. Overholt's found something.
He's waving it around over his head.
I bet it's Mr. Gumpox's teeth.
Vic, looks like Mr. Overholt's found the teeth.
Catch me. First, we'll bring Papa a glass of cold
water. You find the teeth?
And he found them all right. He's nodding his head very proudly.
Oh, ain't that nice.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.